It's 8:40 on this Tuesday morning with the Musers. Morning after the Cowboys get a big win after a very emotional 10 days for the franchise. They beat the Raiders 33-16. And joining us now on the Ticket Hotline to talk about the win is the owner and general manager. We say good morning to Jerry Jones. Congratulations.
Good morning, Ben. Thank you for that. I do appreciate that.
Morning.
Very kind of you. Good morning, George.
Well, it was a great win all the way around for your team. And out there in Vegas, that's a city that's got so much going on. Do you think it's distracting to have to play a football game there?
No, I don't. In fact, I think the most distracting about the game was having to stare at Mark Davis's hair cut down on that field before the game.
That is a weird cut, isn't it?
Look, it is, and I don't know. I know that I don't have the best looking dude myself over here. I mean, I pay a lot for this hair on top of my head or whatever it is. That's not actually hair, some kind of a plastic derivative. But I mean, that thing that he's got on top of his head looks like he lost a bet or something. It's not really a hairstyle so much as it is a cry for help. And have you seen that really hot young girlfriend of his?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm jealous. She's like a dancer in her 20s or something, and he's got that face that looks like all of his mirrors are broken.
Oh, don't worry. Gosh.
How'd he get such a hot girlfriend?
I don't know.
Be old Pete Davidson hog down there or something.
I don't know.
How he must have a lot of money.
Well, what was your experience like watching your team play in that stadium?
Isn't it a nice football venue? It's a nice place. Nice place to beat the Raiders. I really enjoyed that place. But there is one feature of that stadium that I don't care for.
What's that?
That they have cameras that can be trained on me when I'm slumped in a chair.
Yeah, you were low riding last night.
Not a very complimentary angle on me or Steven or Jerry Jr. I mean, we looked like slugs sitting there, didn't we?
Yeah, kind of.
But, you know, I had a weird thing that happened to me the night before last night's game. Hmm. I went and flew into Vegas early, of course. I was flying a couple of days early so I can gamble. A
couple of days?
Yeah, because I love gambling out there. And in my suite, I was visited by the tracksuit-wearing ghost of Al Davis.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he showed up in my Stephen Paddock Mandalay Bay suite and told me that night that I would be visited by three football ghosts. Hmm. Three football ghosts. The ghost of NFL past, ghost of NFL present, and OJ.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
And the ghost of NFL Christmas past took me back to 1992 and showed me how much Jimmy and I loved each other. And the ghost of NFL Christmas present just took me into the next suite over where Gene was talking to New Roosevelt in a very intimate manner.
Oh, my gosh.
And then OJ took me into hell and showed me the place that the devil had prepared for me.
Oh, my
for
gosh.
For you.
Yep.
Jerry.
Then he cut my head off.
Oh my goodness.
Gosh.
Wow.
But that was something. I thought that was a little weird thing that happened to me.
That's a very weird thing that happened to you.
A little strange.
Yeah.
A little strange. So I want to share it with you.
Well, thank you for that. Hey, we have to ask you, because everybody's wondering, why were CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens sitting down to start the game?
Well, I can't, you know, that is, I mean, I can't, I mean, that is, it's, I can't tell you. But you know, that is, they went out gambling and ended up double teaming a stripper in a dilapidated bathroom stall in a tired steakhouse. But
but you can't tell us.
But I can't get into it.
Okay.
And, it's just not okay to do that. It's only okay when Steven and I do it.
No,
I'm teasing. That's not okay either when Steven and I do it. It's not okay either. And when Steven and I do it, we're punished too. Hey, look, notice that we were also sitting down at the start of the game, me and Steven. So
you were, yeah.
We were in trouble too. So.
Hey, did you enjoy getting a stick at the Pete Carroll last night?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It always feels really good to take a little steam out of Pete Carroll's gum smacking anytime we get the chance. It just annoys me. Why does he do that?
I don't know.
I always want to knock the gum right out of his mouth. Like now, with gate agent, I wanted to do something that rhymed with that. But but back to Pete Carroll. I don't know why he bugs me so much. I mean, he's probably a nice guy.
Yeah.
But he annoys me, and I think it's the gum smacking. I don't know.
Yeah, he kind of chews it like a horse, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah. It looks like a horse trying to work on a jar of peanut butter. He's more annoying than Jean when she wants to buy one of them $100 million pieces of scrap iron that some art dealer convinced her is art. Just bugs me.
It was a great game for the newcomer. Great game for the newcomer, Quinnen Williams, last night. I guess you're happy that you were able to work a trade for him, maybe even more than Max Crosby.
Speaking of people that annoy me, Max Crosby.
Yeah?
Oh.
I mean, I just can't stand looking at all them tattoos he's got. You see how many he's got?
A lot.
He's got a bunch.
He ain't got no open real estate left. And it's like looking at a really busy mural in Deep Ellum or something all over him. I always get dizzy, look like I'm going to pass out trying to figure out that whole Where's Waldo tattoo that he's got all over his body.
Yeah, it does go everywhere, doesn't
it? It's just too much. It's too much. So I'm very happy with Quinnen Williams. Quinton, excuse me.
No, it's Quinton.
No, you were right the first time.
Quinton.
Well, since it was such a runaway, were you able to just kind of sit back and relax and enjoy yourself just a little bit?
You know me, George. You know I'm always ready to just sit back and relax, get a little drunk. You and I have done that together, haven't we?
Well, we threw a couple back, maybe.
That there in New Orleans, remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
I was feeding you that chili dog. Just ramming it down your throat, pulling it back out, ramming it back down again.
Okay, that's not how it happened.
That was so great. I love it. So, yeah, just like I did that night in New Orleans. Last night I got so drunk that when I tried to talk, I sounded like an old dial-up modem. Couldn't understand a word. So, yes, I was able to relax because we got to win, baby.
Yeah, that's the fourth one.
Fourth one. That's well on the way to a winning record.
Well, you got some work to do there.
Hey, good morning, man. We got a Cowboy victory. This is Cowboy Victory Tuesday.
Okay. Good morning. We'll
and
see
go,
you.
Go Quinton.
Quinnen. It's Quinnen.
Whatever.
All right. There goes Jarrah.